All right. Well, welcome. Welcome here today. Your first day. I know orientation can be a little scary, but you know, here at the auto shack. You know, just it's glad to have you on the team. I'm sorry. What was your name? What was your name again?
Berthany.
Berthany. Thanks for being here on time. You're actually a little early too. So I appreciate that. You don't usually see that happen.
How early am I?
Well, you don't start for another hour and a half, but that's all right. It's all right. Hey, I like punctuality. You know, if there's two things I like, it's autos and punctuality. So you're, you know, checking all the boxes right now.
Well, if I'm starting training right now, am I on the clock or?
Well, I mean, it's up to you. You know, we can't tell you to work off the clock, but you know, it sure doesn't hurt. You know, you're making a good impression with the boss, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Wait, I have the choice to work off the clock. Like, I can make that call.
Well, I mean, like, like 7 seconds in, we've already dug a deep hole of HR. But, yeah, you can't, you know, why don't we just clock you in there? Why don't we clock you in, Berthany? How about that? Let's get you all set up here with the number.
I guess. Okay, yeah. Might as well.
Yeah, we'll start you early. You just take a long lunch. Just take a long lunch today. That sound good?
Would that be like a 3-hour lunch?
It'd be a 2.5, but almost. Did you bring a lunch today? Did you bring a lunch, Berthany?
Oh, no, I this is my first job, so I can't afford food.
That's going to be, you're going to have an interesting first couple weeks before you get paid. It's going to be a fun ride. Going to be a fun ride. Anyways, go ahead. So you see the time clock here. Go ahead. Just let me look up your employee number here on my tablet. You'll get one of these eventually if you move up. These are for shift managers.
Oh, what model tablet is that?
I don't know. I'm a car guy. Oh. I don't know. I don't know anything about all this technology and stuff. You know, it's just.
What model car do you drive?
You don't see that one right out there? In the employee of the month parking right there?
Oh.
See that guy? See that beauty?
Is that the bright yellow one?
Yeah, that's right. Yellow DeLorean.
Oh, I didn't know that those were safe for the road.
Yeah, check out that interior. McDonald's red.
Oh, nice.
It's one of a kind.
I see you also have one of the Ronald McDonald statues that sit on the bench in the back seat there. Did that come with it, or did you?
Yeah, nope, paid extra. I guess who gets to drive in the carpool lane?
Oh, well, do what you got to do, I guess.
Yeah, no one ever suspects that that guy's not a real person, but
you know, they don't suspect that Ronald McDonald is a real person.
Well, I mean, do you?
No.
Have you ever seen him?
Does he have the AC on in there? Or?
He's got his tunes on. The AC is up. He's good.
No,
don't
perfect.
Please don't break the window. I can't tell you how many people have broken the window trying to free my Ronald McDonald statue out of the front seat of that DeLorean.
You have to replace the windows on the DeLorean often, huh?
Yeah, you work in an auto store now. You're going to find out how much those windows are.
Can you simply not just lift the door up?
Well, no, it's the strangers who see him sitting in there that try to break the window open to free him so that he doesn't. On hot days, he looks like he's melting a little bit. And maybe he is, but, you know, just touch him up a little bit.
Oh, well, good for him. Yeah. Glad he found a second lease on life.
Yeah, what? Second lease? What do you mean? Are you making a judgment on my life? You haven't even met me.
No, I said Ronald. He had a second lease on life. I have to assume his first lease was McDonald's.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he was parked outside of a McDonald's on a bench down on Proctor Avenue, which, as you know, is one of the harder...
It's the McDonald's district.
Yeah, the McDonald's district. You know, they opened up that sixth McDonald's down there, and there's just no more room for those benches with Ronald on it. So...
What a world we live in now.
But their loss is my gain, you know.
So, you gained a Ronald.
Gained a Ronald. Anyways, I got your number here pulled up. Go ahead and I'll read it off to you. You start punching in there. You're gonna hit the pound key first, and then go ahead and you don't have to hold it quite that long, but that's good.
Then
type two. What did you just pound again or wait? What are you? What are you punching?
Do I hit pound before every number or
no? It's just pound at the beginning.
Okay.
Okay. Then two. 3. And you're clocked on. So that's going to be your number. Just remember it. What was that? What'd you press?
Sorry, I hit pound again. I thought you had to hit pound at the end.
No, you didn't. Now you're clocking someone else on, so just don't press anything else.
Does Ronald have an employee ID?
What? No, he's a statue. He just sits in my car all day.
You don't ever bring him in here to just kind of make it look like you're a little more staffed than you are?
I mean, sometimes I bring him in here at a closing shift to make it look like I got, you know, more bodies on the floor, so...
Oh, smart.
Know, burglars don't come in, but don't let that get out.
Smart.
Don't let that get out.
I won't let my burglar friends know.
Anyways, let's so you had your first job, you said, huh? You never worked
anywhere else. Nope, it's been a pretty easy 47 years for me.
47 years, huh?
Yeah. And that's just since I graduated high school, so.
So 65 years by my count, is that right?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Mike, you look good. You look real good. Like,
thanks.
Like, not a day over 48, I'd say.
That's what happens when you have rich parents.
Who are your parents?
They are the owners of the bank.
Which one? The one across the street?
The big one.
The big bank?
Yep, big bank.
Oh, okay. Wait, so is owning a bank, is that lucrative? Or
I guess. Oh, yeah.
Is. Yeah.
That's the thing they don't tell you, is every bank is skimming off the top.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of fraud.
The fees, the overdraft fees and stuff, right into your pocket, I guess.
Right into the family pocket. Most banks are owned by a family, and it just goes right into the family pocket.
All of them, huh?
Mm-hmm. Every single one of them.
It's interesting. Interesting. Okay. Well, we are on the clock now, so we'll try to keep our bank talk to a minimum. Because it's you're on Auto Shack's dime at this point, you know? So... let's just, do you have any no, you don't have any register experience. You don't have a job.
No, let's
head out to the floor here. We'll get you set up. You can, stocking's a pretty easy job.
I'm very experienced in stocking.
Excuse me.
I'm very experienced in stocking. There was this girl that I went to school with, high school. It was 19, whatever year it was.
Yeah. Pretty far back, I would imagine. Different kind of sogging. It's S-T-O-C-K, not the felony.
Oh, stocking. like a Santa Claus.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, no, but yes.
Okay. I'll pick it up. I'll pick it up as we go.
Let's explain it a little bit and then maybe you can go from there.
Yeah.
We've got these, magnets just came in, you know, magnets. Mm-hmm. For the back gear.
How do they work?
Well, that's not our job. I told you, I'm not a tech guy. I'm just a car guy.
Magnets.
Yeah, I don't know anything about magnets. I'm not tech savvy. So when it comes to tech stuff, I'm just, you know, I wash my hands of it. So, but anyways, we got these magnets. They came in today, the shipment of novelty magnets for the back of the cars. You know, you got like this one here, Calvin, a little cartoon Calvin. He's peeing. As you can see, what is that there?
That's fun.
Looks like the Chevrolet logo.
That's pretty fun. Is that officially licensed
by Chevy? Yeah, it's viral advertising. You know, any advertising is good advertising. So
just drum up a little bit of controversy.
Yeah, so people see Calvin peeing on the Chevrolet logo, they're immediately going to think of Chevrolet every time they have to go to the bathroom. You know.
If you make people feel really bad for your multi-billion-dollar car corporation, like people are talking bad about it, then they're, you know, a lot of people are going to go out and buy themselves a Chevy.
You know what? You're catching on quick. I like this. I like this guy.
What can I say?
Nothing. So anyways, yeah, let's, the magnets here, you're just going to find, if you look at the back here, they've got the number here. You're just going to match it up with the number on the peg. This one here is Calvin. Looks like he's peeing on.
Am I supposed to read numbers that long?
Well, no.
That's not a real number.
Some of them. What, you worked with the bank, didn't you? Or your parents?
No, oh, your I parents don't. Own the... I don't touch the money.
Oh, but you. Okay, I guess. I mean, you've seen, like, your bank account's probably pretty big, I would imagine. Why are you working here?
Never looked at it. I'm just bored.
Why are you working here? You're bored.
I'm bored. Yeah, just researching.
I will not understand. Researching for what?
Just want to see how a normal man lives.
Did you say normal man? Like,
yeah.
Wait, you know Ron Normalman who works here?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just what we call people that don't own banks.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Ron Normalman is the employee of the month from last year. I thought maybe you saw his picture up there and wanted to be just like him.
Oh yeah, but he's got Ronald McDonald makeup on too. Kind of just a thing here, huh?
Well, I mean, that's coincidence. That's just coincidence that he looks like Ronald McDonald.
Oh, is that not makeup?
No, that's he's got a condition.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, I mean, he lives a full life, you know. Just last month he was employee of the month of Auto Shack, so you know he's got that going for him.
Well, what kind of benefits does that provide?
Well, I mean, he's got his picture right up there.
He gets
a picture there.
That's pretty cool. My parents never hung up any pictures of us, so.
Yeah, after the month is over, he gets to take that picture home, you know? He's
nice.
Hang it up in his house if he wants with all those other employee of the months that he's gotten.
I'm assuming that's probably a pretty good value. What is a picture frame, like $500?
What? No, this is like, I don't know, $8 maybe.
Oh. I didn't know that dollars went that low.
Man, you really have you just like lived in the bank your whole life?
Yeah, pretty much. Have you seen how big those vaults are?
Not, I mean, just the door. I assume that if the door's as big as that is, then maybe the there's a novelty door behind them. I'm not sure. I've never been in.
Yeah, no. I just
listen. We're on the clock still. Can we just move on to talking about the job?
Yeah, I guess so.
The last thing I need is the owner of the store getting on my ass because the new guy hasn't learned anything in the 7 hours that he was working here.
Wait, I thought you were the owner.
No, I'm the shift manager. I told you that.
Oh, the shift manager.
Yeah, shift manager. That's. Did you think I was the owner and I was just like I was hanging out here?
Yeah, I kind of did.
No, I mean look at my name tag, shift manager.
Just, I mean, my dad owned the bank, and he used to come into the vault to give me food once a day, so.
You were actually living in the vault? This is bad.
Yeah, that's where I lived.
How'd you get out?
I just escaped. There was a bank robbery, and I escaped.
You were in a bank robbery, you escaped, and you said, I want to go get a job at the Auto Shack?
Oh, yeah. See, my parents would buy me anything that I wanted except for food, and I was just really hungry, so I just kind of, you know, figured I'd go get some food money.
Well, when did you eat? Because you're pretty old, so.
I would just usually just kind of scrape some gold flakes off and drink those down.
My God. Well,
you know how there's like gold flake vodka? I would do that with my water.
You'd put gold flakes into your water?
Yeah.
How big are they?
Pretty small, like skin flake sized. I would also add some of those into the water.
What is a skin flake? Why are you? That's not like a term. That's not like a like something that people normally can put a size to.
Well, you know how when you're being a nasty boy because you haven't showered, you don't shower because there's no shower in your vault. So you kind of just take like the little shiv that you made in your cell. And you just kind of scrape along your skin so that all the grime comes off. Little flakes that come off. Those are like skin flakes.
Berthany, was that your name?
Yeah.
None of this is relatable. I don't know if you realize that, but no one has the same. Listen, we've got to get back to this work here. This box of magnets has been here for a week and a half. If the boss comes in and this box of magnets is still here. And I've got a new guy. He's going to flip his car. So
does he really do that?
No, it's an expression. He's, you know, it's just if you could just follow along. OK, magnets, they've got numbers on the back. Okay. The pegs have numbers that match the magnets. Just match up the number with the peg that has the same one. Some of them already have items on it. So you can look here. This is a little Calvin. He's peeing onto what looks like a bottle of Jergens. I don't know any tech stuff. Okay, I'm just a car guy. take this magnet that has Calvin peeing on a bottle of Jergens.
Was that commissioned by Big Dove?
Big Dove. They're at it again. You know, they're trying to control the global market on magnets and lotion. So, but hey, that's not my place. That's not my place. I'm not a tech guy. So
we're on the clock. We should probably.
Exactly.
Get back to
finally,
it.
This guy's getting it. Finally, this guy's getting it.
I got it.
Just gonna put. You can see the whole peg is already filled with the Calvin peeing on Jergens. I don't know actually why we got more of these. But just stock them up here, and then you go on to the next one. Here, you do the next one. Go ahead and grab one down there, and then just go ahead and open up that little box. Perfect.
Looks like we have a little thing of Calvin. Let's see. Okay, I think that's a stream of pee coming off of him, he is peeing. Why is he peeing on an auto shack?
Hey, remember what I told you about Chevy? What did I tell you?
Oh.
Did you write it down?
I didn't. I don't know how to write.
What? But you can read these numbers?
Yeah. I'm not stupid.
You read the little sign on the magnet there. It said auto shack.
Yeah, well, I put two and two together. It was the same sign on the front of the store.
Oh, that's right.
Same sign on the bumper sticker that you put on your DeLorean. You have a lot of Auto Shack bumper stickers on your DeLorean, by the way.
Well, hey, how do you think I paid for that thing?
I'm not sure.
That's right. It's an Auto Shack advertising. They give me a big discount. So, you know, it pays for itself, basically.
Interesting.
You know, I just have to pay $1,200 a month, but other than that, it pays for itself.
How much is the discount?
Substantial.
Okay.
It's $600.
$600 discount. So it's normally $1,800 for all of those Auto Shack decals?
Well, no, the car itself is I pay $1,800 a month for.
Wait, you pay for cars?
Yeah, you.
I don't know, I don't know anything about cars. you were crazy to hire me.
Well, no, I mean you don't have to know anything about cars just to work. You can just, you know, you did great stocking up that that magnet there. Why don't you grab yourself another one? Here, take this box here. Go ahead and just open that bad boy up. Go ahead, just rip that tape right off. Take out the magnet. There you go.
This one just says Hot Pockets.
Okay, and you're gonna put that one with the Hot Pockets magnet.
It doesn't. Ahead, it's not stylized or anything. It just says Hot Pockets in plain text.
Yep, that's our biggest seller. So you see, there's four pegs for that one. Okay. Go ahead and put that one. You're gonna take up the whole peg there, and then I see seven more boxes of the same Hot Pocket one, actually right down there. You can grab all those.
Okay.
All these.
So how fast are we gonna go through all these?
This should take you probably like let's see. I don't know. There's 26 boxes here, so this is. Maybe about 20 seconds a box. But if there's a little bit of overstock, maybe then it's like 2 hours worth of work right here. Okay. So
and just, how fast are they going to sell?
Well, maybe like a couple months they'll go through something. And then obviously if customers come up, they've got questions, then you know, you got to help them out with their questions and go from there. But, yeah, I mean, this is pretty much it. This is pretty much the job. You know, you don't have any cashier experience, so I can't put you on the register. But, I mean, you know, it's a great part-time job. You know, you're at 32 hours a week, and all you have to do is stock these magnets. So,
sweet. Let me open up another box here. It's it's Calvin peeing on a stylized Hot Pockets logo.
Yep. Yeah, it is. And then you'll see that there's actually. The peg for that one is empty, but the one next to it, Calvin peeing on the non-stylized Hot Pockets logo, that one's full. So
that's a lot of
just
those
bad boys. Don't mix them up. People love that stylized Hot Pockets logo. So
does it go to the right or the left? Because of this one, that it looks like it's Calvin peeing on an empty peg that is supposed to hold the stylized Hot Pockets logo magnet.
Yeah, so that's you'll actually see that one's right next to it as well.
You guys are big fans of Hot Pockets, but not the logo, I guess.
Yeah, this is gonna go on the left side. That's that stylized Hot Pocket logo.
Okay.
The Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes is peeing on, and you'll just put that right there. There you go. You're doing great.
This one is Calvin peeing on Hobbes, and that just doesn't seem in line with the mythos of Calvin and Hobbes.
Well, no, look how happy he is.
He's a little too happy.
Yeah, look at Hobbes.
I don't like this. I'm starting to have second thoughts about this. I was born rich, but I have a moral compass. Thank you very much.
Whoa, what are you saying? That we don't have a moral compass here at Auto Shack? Is that
tigers are in danger. Why would you pee on one?
Maybe he's on fire.
I don't think Hobbes is on fire.
Not anymore.
Okay, I'm starting to come back around.
Maybe he fell in a mud pit and he needed the mud sprayed off of him. You ever think of that?
And the only option was pee?
You telling me you never fell in a mud pit and had your friends pee on you?
There isn't really a lot of mud in the bank vault, no.
All right, well, you got
except
me.
For that one day, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, man, I want to ask about that, but we're on the clock right now, and I really can't stress enough how much we can't talk about leisurely activities, you know?
Yeah, unfortunate.
So listen, you've been working pretty hard here, a solid like 20 minutes or so. I think it's about break time.
Nice.
Your break time, just make sure you stay on the clock. You get 5 minutes, stay in the building. Just go ahead. If you can stay on the sales floor here, keep your vest on, keep your name tag, keep your hat on. Just, you know, browse the items if you'd like. And then just if you see a customer or something, just ask them if they're finding everything okay.
Do we sell anything other than magnets here?
No, it's magnets and we have batteries, car batteries. So,
car batteries.
You see all that? You see that wall?
Yeah, I see Calvin peeing on an electric vehicle. It looks like so. Not big fans of the, not big fans of those. I guess.
No. What is this? Is this O'Malley's auto parts?
Oh God, I would never.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Even I'm aware of O'Malley's reputation.
Yeah, all those electric vehicles they're trying to put out into the world. Do you know what would happen if there was a monsoon and those electric vehicles were driving all on the road at the same time?
We would be electrocuted. That's just how science works.
I mean, you got to imagine we'd be electrocuted. You ever lick one of those batteries with the two bumps on it?
Yeah, there was a ton of those in the vault. That was my main source of entertainment, actually.
Why was this vault is just the? Was this bank out of order? Was this bank closed down?
It's gold. It's gold and money storage as well as Christmas decoration storage.
For who?
The bank.
Your parents?
Yeah. The banks
or your grandparents? Who's the
my
owner?
My parents are both my parents. The banks own the bank.
Is their name Banks?
Yeah.
Berthany Banks
is my name. My grandfather was named Banker Bank.
Wait a second. Berthany Banks. It's me. I already introduced myself. Didn't I?
I think so.
Percy.
Yeah. Yeah, Percy.
Percy.
And your last name was, of course, say it with me.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was it.
Absolutely. Yeah, Percy, there we go.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Yep. There it is.
That's, you don't remember me. I didn't realize it was you until I heard your last name. But, I remember I asked you to prom.
Oh, I do remember that.
I had no hair back then because of the cancer.
And I think that my response was absolutely
that's
not.
It. Oh, that's, you remember. You remember.
Yeah,
you,
classic.
You broke my heart and I transferred senior year to a new school in a new state. That was
How's the cancer?
It's very aggressive.
It's aggressive 45 years later.
Yeah, it's not gone away. It's not gone away. It's not gone any easier.
Good on you. Good on you for sticking with it.
Yeah, it's, I don't quit. You know?
I guess not. How long have you been working here?
Let's see, 47 years. Is how long ago I graduated high school. Then,
yeah,
let's see. 18, like 65-ish?
So, okay, that makes sense.
Hey, but I don't look a day over 48, you know what I'm saying?
No, not at all.
Anyways, no, hey, your break's over, so let's go ahead and let's get you back. I mean, it's been 6 minutes, actually. Let's get you back here to these magnets so you can get going.
Am I
going to
be penalized for that? Or?
No, I won't say anything. You won't say anything, will you?
No, I shouldn't. No, that would be crazy.
All right, let's get you back to these magnets, then. We'll get you finish up the day. You got into lunch here in about 45 minutes. You'll take your 2.5 hour lunch, and then you'll come back. You'll finish out the last 6 hours of your shift.
Yeah.
Sound good.
That sounds like an even split. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know. Your first job.
I don't have anything to compare it to, so I'm just going to have to take your word for it.
Yeah, don't worry. You can sit in your car with your tunes and your AC. You'll be fine.
Can I sit in your car with Ronald?
Absolutely. Absolutely.